Until now, the NHL Combine has always been held in Toronto, and so this year and next year it will instead be held in Buffalo. That's a pretty big coup in hockey circles.
Well, I think it's great for the city, first and foremost, and for the league, quite frankly, because it's not only it's the first time it's left Toronto, it's the first time that the event has moved into a hockey facility, and our Harbour Centre First Niagara campus is quite amazing in that regard.
And the timing couldn't be better, because Harbour Centre, the hockey operations are now fully operational, and the hotels will be opening up later this year. The last panes of glass were firmed outside just last week, so the timing is just perfect for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's something that we've been working on for a little more than a year to try and bring this here. Having here for the next 2 years, I think it'll be great for the city, great for the sport. As you alluded to, next year the hotel will come online, and it's the culmination of a lot of work. You know, the statistic I heard a couple of days ago was we're approaching 1 million hours that have been worked by the men and women construction workers on this project. So Buffalo should be very proud of this facility. We want to do Buffalo right and bring as many of these types of events to our city as we can.
This is just one of many developments here along the waterfront that even elected officials are saying in their speeches that they never envisioned they would see in their lifetime. Last week, the Sabres introduced a brand new coach. When you showed him around, how important was it to you to show him that, you know, this is the new Buffalo?
Yeah, I think it is. It is important. You look out our window and you see the progress that's being made, and the work of companies like the Bendersons, who have, you know, it's not just the Sabres, and Terry and Kim would be the first to say it. It's not just them. It's really been a team effort in our community. We're very proud. Very proud of what Buffalo has to offer and what the Sabres have to offer. And having a facility like Harbour Centre, we think in the long run is going to make positive impressions on these kids. And we know, you know, Dan Bylsma and others that have been through here, we know firsthand it has made a positive impression on them.
Now, the Combine is a very private process. You've got the general managers from the respective clubs talking to candidates that they are considering drafting. That's being kept private, but do you get the opportunity to take the kids out and about and show them the town as well?
Well, they'll have a lot of downtime, so there'll be opportunities for them to get out and about. You know, first and foremost, this is a league event, so the league does structure a lot of that with the players. It's nice that they're all in one campus here, so the concert at Canal Side is a natural amenity that we'll be able to provide some entertainment for the kids as well, so I'm sure they'll pop over, even in downtime too, being on the waterfront, being able to hang out, and obviously the weather is going to improve throughout the week. But I think just having this area as a great big living room, I think is going to be good for these guys.
Now, the Combine has been something that the league has done since 1999, as we mentioned, in Toronto. It's a whole week where, effectively, these are job interviews for some of the draft prospects. Walk us through some of the steps involved.
Well, really, if you look at it, there's three main purposes of the Combine. You alluded to one is the interview. And so on our suite level of First Niagara Center, those suites, about every other one, maybe every third, in certain cases, those are converted into meeting rooms. So the players will go up, they'll wait at their appointed time outside the door. The door will have the logo of the team. They'll go in there and they'll get 15, 20-minute blocks of time to interview the players. That's a big chunk of the time that's taking place right now as we speak. Another element to it is the medical testing. And, you know, in another line of firsts, is this is the first time that the prospects will actually go to a hospital facility to be tested, as opposed to the equipment and doctors coming into the ballroom in Toronto when they did this before. So Kaleida has been a great partner with the NHL and with the Combine to provide those testing and bring that to a higher level. And then the third component is the strength testing. And you know, those are the things that you hear jokes about, the guys riding the bikes until they get sick, or how many pull-ups they can do and things like that. So those are really the three main purposes. What having this in a facility like Harbour Centre and First Niagara, our campus, if you will, it's about 1.35 million square feet. We have three sheets of ice. We have the ability, if the league sees fit, to grow this to an on-ice component that we'll have. We would have three sheets of ice available to do testing, or even maybe one day open this up to the public for just some kind of, even if it's lighthearted shooting contests and things like that.
Now, there are some autograph seekers hanging outside one of the hotels up the street. The way that this campus is laid out, do you feel that lends to some more security or a greater sense of privacy for this process?
Well, I think it's a great point. And I assume those were for you, but maybe you're not signing today. but no, you're right. And you think about one-stop shop for security, for maintenance, there's a lot of folks here that put in a lot of time, polishing the floors, cleaning. Here it's turnkey, so it's a very secure building. It's a very secure campus, so that we can, shut it down and just make sure that you don't have to worry about, where are these kids. And you have to keep in mind, a lot of these kids are 17, 18 years old. For some of them, maybe the first time in the country. Some of them can't speak English. So making sure that we help the league be good, surrogate parents, if you will, while they're here to make sure everyone is safe and this runs smoothly, that's a huge component.
A lot of fans will use the phrase hockey heaven in terms of wins and losses, but in terms of, I'll use it in terms of the greater culture. You've got the Junior Sabres now moved in permanently next door. You have Canisius playing next door, and just the growth of the hockey presence right here in downtown Buffalo. If you want to use that as the criteria, would you say we've made it to hockey heaven?
Yes. I do believe that, and we're not done yet. We've over the years, the last 4 years, we've moved our development camp back down here, and that's an annual event that the scrimmage game draws close to 10,000 people. We've had the All-American Prospects game with USA Hockey here. This will be the third year we've had that here in the fall. We have a couple other things that we're working on that we'll probably announce shortly that bring more types of hockey events here. We've hosted the World Juniors. You mentioned the Combine this year and next. The NHL Draft is coming here next year as well. I think what the Pagoulas have done to create Buffalo as a hockey destination is something that helps all Buffalonians, helps the sport, certainly helps the image of Buffalo, and it should be a very positive image. And that's really, if we do anything this week, is anyone that comes here leaves and says, you know what, Buffalo is a hell of a hockey market. It's a hell of a place, and maybe I want to play there someday, or maybe I want to work there someday.
Well, in addition to the draft prospects, you have the potential for free agents. I'm not inside Tim Murray's mind, but he's got all this much more as a selling point, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for some of these kids, free agency is 7 years away, but, it's never too early to plan, I guess. But sure, if your first impression of Buffalo is rainy, cold Tuesday in February, that's the Northeast. If your impression of Buffalo is a 70-degree sunny day out at Canalside listening to a concert, I think those first perceptions can only give you an advantage. Ultimately, we want to be a city, we want to be a destination, we want to be a franchise on and off the ice that no player ever puts us on their no-trade list. And that's a big hill to climb, but that's our aspiration.